Welcome to another Crittenden Press online podcast. I'm your host, Chris Evans. Let's get right to the show. This week's podcast is sponsored by Anchor Residential Lending at 135 East Carlisle Street in Marion, Kentucky.
Welcome to the pregame show. The Rockets, coming off a loss to Marshall County, are now getting back into the district schedule. Crittenden County will be at Murray High on Friday night, 7:30 p.m. kickoff. This one's a little later than some of the ones have been earlier in the season. Murray High comes in this game 5-1 and 1-0 in the district. Their only loss is to Mayfield, the top-ranked team in Class A. Crittenden County is now 2-4, but 1-0 in the district. So, Coach Starnes, this is a big game with district implications. I know Murray and Caldwell County are predicted to be the top two teams and have so far proven that out to be correct, and they'll play, I think, the next week. But right now, this is Murray and Crittenden County, and Murray's a team we've played with when they've had some pretty doggone good teams the last few years.
Yeah, and you know, we feel like we match up with them well, too. It's just, they have a lot more speed than what we faced last week. The good thing is that we wanted Marshall County last week in order as a precursor for the size of a Murray. So, you know, we felt like we handled that well up front, and it's going to take that way, you know, take the same effort, same intensity this week. But, you know, it's a district ball game, so, you know, there's a lot in stake when you play a district ball game for the district seeds. And so, you know, we're taking this as a challenge, and, you know, had a great week of practice, and we're looking for a good ball game.
Of course, Murray's a team that we have not fared well against traditionally. We're 3-15 against them all time with one tie. You, since you've been here, are 2-6. And we've had some games that have been pretty close, but our last victory against Murray was 18-8. We won here at Marion in the playoffs. And prior to that was the game at Murray State. Was that real close one? I think when Ryan Beavers was quarterback and hurt his knee in that game, that was on the turf at Murray State, and we won in overtime 12-9. Really a game I remember very vividly. But other than that, they've had us, and Murray's a good football team. They come into this game with one of the best, 1-2 punches around. The quarterback is Kendall Deese, and he's really good. Then they have the running back that's, Bob Fields, who's good. But they've got like three or four, too. And then some guys, I think they're starting to throw the ball a little more in the last two or three games, and they're finding they've got some receivers. So they're kind of multifaceted and just in time for the district as they were playing.
Well, you know, I mean, they're not as big as what they have been in the past. You know, the past couple of years, they've been so big up front that they didn't need to throw the football because, you know, they'd just blow them off the ball and then get as much yardage as they want to from that point. They're not as big up front, so Kendall Deese can throw the football, throws it very well. He can also run the football, and they've got some receivers that can catch it. So, you know, a lot of times what they do is they do the same old Murray stuff that they've done in the past. They lure you to sleep by running the football and then slide the tight ends out, hoping that your secondary has their eyes in the backfield and looking at the play action in the backfield. So, you know, we've got our kids, told them, and they have to understand that, you know, the safeties that they're supposed to read the release of the tight end. If they block, then fill. If they don't, then, you know, they play the coverage. So, you know, it's going to be a matter of whether or not we're going to be disciplined and play our responsibility. But, you know, we want to play. We want to have fun. You know, we want to get out there. We want to fly around. We want to play with high intensity. We're looking for a fun football game and a fun Friday night.
Of course, you've got some guys who are unavailable this week. You want to run through those. We have Brendan Phillips, who's kind of been an iron man for the last couple of years. Now he's got a knee injury and maybe for the season even. I know we still don't know about Brendan, but he's certainly out this game. Grant Gardner, I'll let you update Grant, who got hurt last week with his shoulder. And then Bo Wallace is still out. And then our best running back, Dustin Hernandez, will be out for a violation of school policy. You want to run down some of these?
Well, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Brendan Phillips, he has a torn meniscus and a torn MCL. We don't know what grade it is until, you know, they can see an orthopedic surgeon to see if it, talked to Dr. Beal today, and he was explaining to me that it could be a grade one. Grade one could be 2 weeks. Nothing has to be done, and he's okay. The thing is that it's already been 2 weeks, and Brendan, as tough as he is played on it for 2 weeks. And so, you know, we just have to see what it is. If it's a grade three, then you're talking surgery to repair it, and he's out for the season. So we wish Brendan well, and hopefully it is just a grade one when they see it. Dr. Spindler and Vanderbilt will look at it, and they're going there. Grant Gardner has a sprain of the SE joint by the clavicle. He's in a sling for 2 weeks, and he should be okay from that point. Of course, we have Bo Wallace, who has been out all season. We have no report on him, whether he's going to return or not. Don't know if that's going to be the case. And then, of course, Hernandez that has been suspended for 3 games, violating team policy.
Of course, now this really shakes things up once again. We just seem like we got everybody back, and you can kind of get back into some rhythm with your offense and then your defense for Vince, who's not with us today. Vince Clark, defense coordinator, had a meeting, but now you got to move everybody around. You've lost basically your entire backfield. Your top three running backs in preseason are gone.
Yeah, and they're gone, and we can't get them back. And so, you know, we have to, once again, it seems like that this whole year we've been scrambling. We've been trying to survive instead of trying to win ball games. And so, you know, what we have to do is we have to move people around. So what we had to do is we had to take Devin Wallace from guard and put him at fullback, take Bryce Willis at quarterback and put him at running back, and Travis Gilbert he's in there at quarterback. And so, you know, we're just moving people around. We have to put, and not only did we lose our two running backs, but we also lost the two linebackers of our three linebackers in Grant Gardner and Brendan Phillips. So, you know, we had to move Bryce Willis to a linebacker, and, you know, we have to count on Daniel Wagner and Dakota Lynch to come in and play linebacker and see what they can do. But, you know, as we said, it is what it is, and what our focus was. We had a great week of practice. You know, we're trying to tell the guys that you can't worry about that which you can't control, and we can't control any of this. It does bother us, I mean, because our chemistry is not there. I was worried this week on morale. And it seems like that the morale is up, and we tried to make practice fun this week for the kids, because, you know, as we explained to them, we have to understand that this is a game, and although we want to win it, we're trying to teach them how to deal with things that life is going to throw at them, and they're going to meet with challenges in life and adversity, and it's how you deal with them. So we're trying to let them see that for us, we want to win the game, but we're trying to explain how to deal with adversity. And it seems like, as I explained to the kids, you know, Monday, that it seems like that we're in a maze, and you just don't know what's going to be around the corner. You know there's a path there, but you don't know what's going to be there. And that's what it seems like to us. And, you know, if somebody does find that rabbit's foot, then, you know, please bring it to us, because we need something. You know, and I hate it for these kids that are really playing hard and they're practicing hard. And it's just a season that has been that way. And, you know, somebody made a comment that it's because of the toughness of our schedule that our kids aren't faring up to that, and I respectfully disagreed with them. Yeah, and explained to them that we haven't faced a team yet that is any tougher than what we played Mayfield or anybody else that we have played. So it's not that's not the case, and they're trying to say that our kids are out of shape and stuff like that. It's circumstances that have happened that we can't control, and you know, we're just going to have fun, and we're going to get out there, and we're going to play as hard as we can. You can't control the injuries that have happened. You can control some of the decisions that some kids have made that has negatively affected those that are making the positive decision, and that's what I explained to them. Also Monday, you know, that I thank those that are making the right decisions, because there's a whole heck of a lot of kids out there that are on football teams that's making good decisions than those that are making bad decisions.
You know, speaking of right decisions, I can't say enough for Elliott Day. got up at the Rocket Fellowship at Mexico Baptist Church, gave his testimony last weekend. It's just, things like that really make you proud to be a coach, doesn't it?
Yeah, and that's the reason why we became a coach. And, so we can help kids in their lives and see the kids grow and mature and build their character and values and help them with that. And, I was proud of Elliot, and Elliot did a wonderful job because – Elliot's one that's been in it for 4 years, doesn't get as much playing time, but still has a passion and enthusiasm that he has about about this team, and it says a lot for his character and his family as well.
And he's played a good bit this year, and somebody you've counted on, and I think he's sick this week too.
Yeah, he's got strep throat, and he's out.
Just continues.
I mean, that's what we said. It seems like a maze, and we just don't know what's going to be around the corner. So if you ask me today, who's going to be lining up tomorrow night? I can't tell you that for sure.
Well, now you can tell me this. You're moving Bryce from strong safety into play linebacker now. Who's going to be back there at safety?
Well, we have Clint Asbridge back. And so Clint Asbridge will be at the safety, and Wes Evers will be at the strong safety. We have Jamie Atwell at a corner and Travis Gilbert at a corner. So, we still have some of our personnel that we have been getting back. So we were able to get them back and, use the kids that we have. And it goes back to our old philosophy that we said, you want to try to put the best people in those positions and put the best 11 on the field if you have to move around. So we've moved Corey Mays to defensive tackle. We've had to move Stefan back out to defensive end. So when you lose one, it just doesn't affect one position. It might affect three or four positions. Mm-hmm.
Of course, Murray High, looking at their schedule, they have not beaten a team that has a winning record yet. But I don't think that says a whole lot about what kind of ball club they are. They beat Callaway County. They beat Graves County, which is a very good football team. They beat Heath and Ballard Memorial and Lake County, Tennessee, which I'm not real sure what Lake County's record
is. Lake's
pretty
good
this
football
year.
Team.
And they barely beat them 12-7. And like you say, Lake, traditional power over there in Class A, and really have been down the last few years, but I think they're back this season. And, but they beat Ballard Memorial last weekend 40-0. You can't get much of a read out of that really either, because I think Ballard's beat up like we are.
Yeah, but I watched that game, and Ballard is a much improved football team, and they're going to be it's going to be tough for us to beat Ballard the way that they play and the personnel that they have. All we can do is look at the film and see what we have on the film, and I can tell you Murray is an outstanding football team. They have decent size. They're not as big as what they were. They have decent size. But what they do is they fly around with the passion to play the game like it should be played. And they're going to hit you. I mean, they're going to come up and they're going to hit you. They have great athletes. And if you miss a tackle, they'll take it to the house. Their scheme invites you to put everybody in the box. And then when you do that, then they lure you to sleep and they throw it over top. So you have to be very disciplined, you have to be very physical, you have to be very aggressive, and you have to make things happen. So, that's what we have to do. And the keys to success this week are going to be to eliminate the big plays and play with a lot of heart and enthusiasm.
Of course, our offense has kind of sputtered and spat and chugged along. And, the last 2 weeks we've had 4 first downs and 5 first downs. And, it's hard to beat anybody when you're doing that. Of course, we did beat Reeland with the 5 first downs. But, we had broke some big plays against them. Usually if you're scoring a lot of points when you get 4 or 5 first downs, it's from big plays, and we don't have that capability, especially with Hernandez out. So, ball control is going to have to be very important this week, isn't it?
And that's exactly what we worked on. we want to play in front of the chains, and that's all we want to do is move the chains. We want to sustain drives. We want to take a lot of time off the clock to keep their offense off the field. But I can tell you, though, it's easier said than done because they are quick defensively. Mm-hmm. They're tough defensively, so we're just going to have to line up, play toe-to-toe, take advantage of what they give us, and see what happens. But, offensively, sputtering the last few weeks is my fault, and I've got to try to find a way to do that. But when you have kids that are out and they go out during the game, you limit yourself on what you can do because of personnel issues. And We can't run all our complete offense because we don't have the personnel to put in there. So, you know, we've tried to water it down a little bit this week and just try to run some basic things and see if we can get some things done then instead of trying to do too much.
Well, I know this week's going to be tough. It'd be like driving a car without a steering wheel and a couple of seats missing and maybe a tire or two gone. I know it's going to be tough. You got a lot of kids out, and we've been in this situation pretty much all season. We're back in the district schedule. Got Murray High Friday night. I remind you again, 7:30. This is a 7:30 start time. Murray High is 5-1 overall. Only losses to Mayfield. They're 1-0 in the district, and Crittenden County comes in at 2-4, 1-0 in the district, and we'll go down and give it our best shot, Coach Charles.
We're looking forward to it, yeah. Chris. I mean, we're excited about it. We told the kids yesterday that, you know, we just want to have fun. We want to play happy and have fun and, you know, let what happens, happens. I know when you're getting beat, if you get beat, and if you're down, it's hard to be excited and have fun. But, you know, that's the only thing that we can do because we're being limited on what we can do because we don't know who's going to be there or somebody is not in there. And so we just can only have fun. I can tell you what, Devin Wallace is excited as I've ever seen him. He's been moved from guard and now he's at fullback and linebacker. So he's been at offensive and defensive lineman and now he's being moved. Corey Mays is being put in there and he's been doing a great job when he's given the opportunity. And so he's going to be in there starting both offense and defense, and it's great to see that.
And this is, we've said it before, it's a pretty good football team. This could be the breakout week, so stay with us. We'll be at Murray High, 7:30 Friday night. This is the Anchor Residential Lending pregame report.